Thanks all of you for coming out Sunday evening in Spanish Word, Utah. Thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts, and thanks to all of you who join us through Facebook Live. Everything is based on the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agana Kimaranda Syam Gana Gana Sarakya Chaksura Miri Tanyana Tajmai Sri Gurave Maha Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Vastaya Bhutare Srimati Bhakti Paranta Swami Dhanamani Namaste Sarasati Devi Gurubani Patrani Nirvishesha Sanyori Paskara Desa Tari Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. You can see our title today is When the Hot Winds Blow. We all go through seasons in life that are difficult. We're coasting along just fine. Everything's turning up roses. And then out of left field, an unexpected challenge comes. You're diagnosed with an illness. You get hit with a pandemic. A child is in trouble. You get laid off your job. Your business slows down. When these hot winds blow, it's easy to get discouraged and wonder why it happened. Krishna does not stop every difficulty. God or Krishna will allow challenges in order to move us into our purpose. If you'll pass the test on the other side of that difficulty is a new level of your destiny. I heard about a farmer who sowed seeds on his land, and some seeds fell in loose, loamy, rich soil. Others fell on hard, compacted ground. Now, in the rocky soil, obviously, the seeds didn't grow down very deep. They sprouted a little bit for a while, and then they wilted as soon as the first set of hot winds came. Similarly, you can't become who you're created to be without going through the hot winds of life. How you respond to these difficult times is going to determine whether you come out better or whether you come out bitter. Times when you feel overwhelmed, when you're doing the right thing and it's not improving, you're praying, but it seems like Krishna just took a break and went on vacation. You lost that loved one. You just don't see how it's ever going to work out. Our message today is these are not random, willy-nilly challenges, not just bad luck. A hot wind is blowing. Krishna, God, is seeing what you're made of, how deeply down your roots go. Are you going to live sour, discouraged? Or are you going to dig down deep and say, I may not understand it, but Krishna, God, I trust you. I know that you're bigger than what it is I'm facing. Your plans for me are for good. And so, Lord, I'm going to thank you that you're getting me through these hot winds to where I am supposed to be. In the Bhagavad Gita Song of God, 2nd chapter, 13th verse, Krishna says to Arjuna, Madrash Parshas Tu Kontiya Sitoshni Sukha Dukadaha Agava Paino Nityas Tam Tidiksasa Bharata. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, Arjuna, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. In India, they don't have nice air-conditioned kitchens. And the custom is not that you can cook on a hot day with a tank top and shorts. The Indian ladies who live in traditional villages cook even when the temperature outside is 120 degrees. They wear saris with slips underneath. They can't start throwing off items of apparel because they're too hot. They're cooking over an open fire. You can imagine that little hut is going to be really, really uncomfortable. But it's not like the lady's going to say, well, it's too hot today, I can't cook, everybody's going to go hungry. It's a matter of duty. It has to be done in spite of the inconvenience. Similarly, in India, everybody starts the day by taking a bath. They jump into the nearest river, and it's usually in the pre-dawn hours. If you've ever been to India, you know people are up well before dawn, moving here and there. Just like in America, there are no heated rivers in India. And in the pre-dawn hours, the cold can be very pinching. But still, you take the bath. You cook the food in the hot, and you take the bath in the cold. It's just a matter of doing your duty, even if there is some suffering involved, because the real issue here is building character. There may be some temporary suffering in our lives. You may not feel like paying taxes. You may not want to go to work, but you do it anyway. So that's also in that same category of doing your duty. It's not that Krishna tells Arjuna on the battlefield, Arjuna, you just go ahead and go to sleep, and I'll take care of this war. Arjuna had asked Krishna, his chariot driver, to drive him between the two opposing armies. The Pandavas were the righteous devotees of Lord Krishna, and the Kauravas were the representations of evil in the world. And the Kauravas were gathered there, determined to kill the righteous Pandavas and snuff out all light and righteousness in the world. Arjuna, having seen his teachers, his cousins, his brothers on the other side, determined to kill him, he started to lose his nerve. Started trembling, he dropped his bow. He said, Na jyotishayati govinda upatushnam. Krishna, I can't fight these relatives, even if they're evil, even if they're on the dark side. I can't raise my hand against my teachers, Bhishma, Dronacharya, Karna, Duryodhana. By way of encouraging Arjuna, Krishna said, although I'm your chariot driver and your friend, I'm also the Lord of all creation. I'm in the hearts of every living being. I'm not only in the hearts of my devotees, but I'm in the hearts of your enemies. By my arrangement, the battle is already won. The Kauravas are already killed by their sinful deeds. Tajma tam utishta yashova lashava. He says, it's already done. I control all living beings. Know it now, even before the battle commences, you will be victorious and the enemy will be dispatched. It wasn't that Krishna is saying, don't worry, Arjuna, I got it covered. You go have a nap and come back and claim the victory wreath. Krishna didn't say that. In spite of Krishna having it covered, in spite of having the situation totally under control, and in spite of Krishna being God, 18 inches from his disciple and devotee Arjuna, he still says, Arjuna, you have to fight. You have to do your duty. Because it's not about the endeavor, it's not about the outcome, but it's about you doing your duty as a servant of God, building your character. And that's what duty, that's what these kinds of minor sorts of suffering are all about. It says later on in the Bhagavad Gita, Karmani evada karishte mafadashu kadachana. Do your duty for God. Not for yourself, not for your family, not for your friends, but do it for your God who is in the heart of hearts, who sees the big picture. He knows every living being. He knows past, present, and future. Whatever plan God enacts, it's not just going to benefit whites or Democrats or Republicans or old or poor or even human beings. It's going to benefit all living beings, whatever bodies they are in, who inhabit the planet. Aham bijad pradabhita. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father of all of them. He says, act as a matter of duty to God without being attached to the results. When you're fixed as a servant, when you're fixed as an instrument of the Almighty, it doesn't matter whether you're victorious or whether you're a failure. It doesn't matter whether you win or whether you lose. The winning is the service, and the service does not disappear depending upon the results. When you serve the Lord, everything is done by Him. If I have a stick and I hit someone with a stick, the stick's not responsible, I'm responsible. So our process of chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, fixes our determination in being the servants, the instruments of God in this world. Says, our Father art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven is defined as that place where God's will is done, and earth is defined as that place where God's will is not done. So when we chant the name of God and try for God consciousness, we're trying to become amongst those rare people on earth who actually do God's worth here as it is done on heaven. In such a mood, we're not going to be discouraged by what's not fair. We're not going to get bitter over who did us wrong. We're not going to live all down and in the dumps because of a bad break, a delay, an unexpected challenge. You may be in a hot wind now where you are in your life, dealing with an issue in your family or at the office. That co-worker is leaving you out, ignoring you, getting on your nerves. He didn't do it just once or twice. This issue has been going on month after month after month. Now, if your roots don't go down deep, if you're living shallow, then that's going to frustrate you. You're going to get down to their level, try to pay them back. And what will happen is you'll get stuck right where you are. We're here to tell you tonight that that difficulty is not there to defeat you. It's there to promote you. Just pass the test. Keep doing the right thing. Take the high road. Be good to people. Let Krishna or God fight your battles. Because your roots go down deep, Krishna or God will not only turn it around, but he'll bring you out better than you were before. Don't let the hot winds cause you to wilt. It may be taking longer than you thought. You were maybe determined at first. You stood strong, but now it's just been an awfully long time. You're tired. Your thoughts are starting to tell you it's never going to work out. Maybe I got it wrong. I'm never going to get well. I've been sick for too long. I'm never going to see my family restored. Don't believe those lies. It's just a test, and it's not permanent. Krishna has already set an end to your difficulty. Get your second wind. Krishna did not bring you this far just to leave you swinging. What he started, he's going to finish. But we have to do our part, dig down deep, and keep passing the test. Keep thanking him that it's on the way. Keep declaring what he promised. Keep believing that when you don't even see any sign of it, keep in an attitude of faith. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, true, I just don't understand why this happened. I was being my best. Why did I have this bad break? Why did I come down with this illness? Why did I get the COVID? Why did I lose my grandparents? Why did these people turn on me? Hey, it's life. Being a person of faith does not exempt you from every difficulty. The tests come to us all. One devotee said, put on the armor of God so in the evil day, you'll be able to stand. Now, he didn't say, in case you have an evil day, maybe you'll have an evil day, if you have an evil day. No, he said, put your armor on because you're going to have evil days. You can count on it. There's going to be some hot winds. You're going to have things in life that can knock the wind out of you, take your joy, cause you to want to give up on your dreams. If you're going to pass the test, your roots have to go down deep. You can't be weak, complain, oh, Krishna, why did this happen? You have to have a made-up mind. You have to know that Krishna or God is still on the throne. You have to know that him being for you is more than the whole world being against you. You can't be moved by what's not improving, not moved by how unfair it is, not moved by what you don't understand. You know that what was meant for your harm, Krishna can turn it around and use it for your good. And when you've done everything that you know how to do, then just stand. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to force things to happen. You don't have to worry, lose sleep at night. Just stand in the face of the opposition. Stand. When every voice says it's not going to work out, stand. When the medical report is not changing, stand. When your finances are not improving, stand. When your child's not making good decisions. To stand means you're not moved by what's not changing. You're not complaining because it's taking too long. You're not bitter because you had a setback. You're not frustrated because your plans didn't work out. You are steadfast, immovable, unshakable. Your roots go down deep. You have a report of victory when you could be complaining. You talk about health when you're still fighting that illness. You talk about abundance when you lost your job. You talk about overcoming when you feel overcome. That's what it means to stand in the hot winds. Stand believing, stand trusting, stand hoping, stand expecting. If you'll stand immovable, unshakable, then you'll be unstoppable. Those hot winds will not keep you from your destiny. They're going to do the opposite, launch you into your destiny. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari. Krishna, God, is not looking just for people who have great talents and abilities. He's looking for people who will stand in the middle of a pandemic, not bitter, not discouraged, but standing with an attitude of faith, standing when the problem's not turning around, standing when it's taken longer than you thought, standing when your heart is breaking, standing when the bottom seems to have just fallen out of your life. Krishna, God, never said you won't have a bad day, a time of trouble. But he did promise that if you just stand, he'll bring you out. If you stand, he'll defeat your enemies. If you'll stand, he'll give you beauty for the ashes. If you'll stand, joy is coming in the morning. If you'll stand, the enemies that you see today, you'll see no more. Don't let the hot winds cause you to wilt, thinking that Krishna God is not on your side. I must have done something wrong. Otherwise, why is this happening? No, can I tell you? You did something right. And that's why the enemy's trying to stop you so vigorously. She thought that you would fall apart, get bitter, blame God. But what she didn't realize is that you know how to stand. You're not moved by the hot winds. You're not worried about the medical report. You're not frustrated over how long it's been. You're steadfast. You're immovable. Can I tell you, the enemy cannot defeat a stander. She can't defeat you when you stand in praise. You thank Krishna even when it's not working out. You stand in excellence. You keep doing your best in the middle of the trouble. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Like 99% of the people, you could be bitter, negative, complaining. You're the 1% that believes that God is still working. You still expect things to change. You still have your hopes up, knowing that it could turn around any day. It doesn't take great ability or talent. It doesn't ask you to figure everything out. Just ask you to stand. Stand unmoved by what you're up against. Stand with your eyes on Krishna, who created the universe, knowing that he has the final say. He's working behind the scenes, that what he promised you will come to pass. Now, are you in hot winds now in your life, facing difficulties that seem too big? You never dreamed you'd be against this sickness, never thought your marriage would be in trouble, never thought that company wouldn't need you. But Krishna is saying, stand. I'm still in control. It's not a surprise to me. He already has the solution. He's already lined up the right people, the healing, the promotion, the breakthroughs. They're already en route. Here's what I've learned. I know that Krishna is on my side, not by the hot winds that he stopped, but by the hot winds that haven't stopped me. You can't judge Krishna's favor by the hot winds he kept you out of, but by the hot winds that he brought you through. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Scripture says you will go through the fire and not be burned. You will go into the waters and not drown. You will go through the famine and not go hungry. Don't get discouraged over what Krishna's bringing you through. He wouldn't allow you to get into a difficulty that he couldn't get you out of. And that's what it means to stand. You have a made up mind. You're going to stay in faith, whether it works out your way or not. You're going to trust Krishna, whether the door opens or closes. You're going to give him praise, whether it turns around in 5 days or 5 years. Your roots go down deep. You're not moved when people try and talk you out of it. Well, I don't think you'll ever get well, Charu. My cousin died of the same thing. When you know how to stand, you let that go in one ear and out the other. You're not moved by opposition, bad breaks, by people that are not for you. You have an attitude. I know that Krishna's going to turn it around. But even if he doesn't, I'm not going to live sour. I'm not going to give up on life. I'm not going to quit believing. And when you have these deep roots, the winds of testing don't affect you. You're stable, consistent, unmoved. You know that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You know that all things are working for your good and the good of your loved ones. Sometimes it's true. Krishna will keep us out of the fire, out of the danger. But most of the times, he's going to just make us fireproof in the fire. You may be in a fire right now in your own life. You feel hot winds threatening to wilt you. You need to remind yourself that heat cannot harm you. Trouble can't take you out. These people can't stop what Krishna ordained. It's just a test. Are you going to stand despite the opposition? Are you going to stay in faith despite things that are not working out? Are you going to keep believing even if you've had setbacks? When you can say, like the heroes of faith, even if Krishna doesn't do it my way, I'm still not going to bow down. I'm still not going to crumble, wilt, or cave. I'm still not going to live depressed and defeated. I'm still not going to give up on my dreams. When your roots go down deep, Krishna will make things happen that you couldn't make happen. You'll defeat giants that are much bigger, accomplish dreams that you thought were impossible. There are times in life when we get tossed into the furnace. I think you'll agree with me. We're praying, Krishna, please keep me out. Keep me from the trouble. Keep me from the sickness. But here's the key. Krishna controls the thermostat. He'll take it up just as much as you think you can bear, and then a little bit more, because you can handle more than you think you can handle. He'll never make it too hot for you. He knows exactly how far you can turn up the heat. He knows exactly how much you can handle. To you, sometimes it feels like too much. That's because you're stronger than you think. It's because your destiny is greater than you think. It's because Krishna is getting you prepared for much bigger things in your future, for favor, influence, opportunity that you've never seen today. Just do your part. Don't wilt. Don't give up prematurely. Dig down deep. It's not too much for you. You can handle it. You've been armed with strength for this battle. You are full of can-do power. The forces that are for you are greater than the forces that are against you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On a morning walk conversation, our Guru Prabhupada said these words, "Faith means you're meant for giving some service to Krishna. You should stick to that service, that path, in spite of all impediments. That is the passing of the test. Generally, we are meant for preaching Krishna consciousness. So in preaching, missionary work, there may be severe tests, but still we shall remain determined. There may be so many impediments, even punishments. Still, you go ahead. That is a test. Not that as soon as there's some difficulty, I give it up. There may be severe tests, but we shall not give it up. We must go on. That is determination. None of us like the hot winds. It would be so much easier if everything just clicked into place and we never had anything coming against us. People were always for us. But can I tell you that without the hot winds, without the testing, when you have to resist the urge to quit, you have to stretch your faith and believe that Krishna is in control, then we wouldn't get to where we're supposed to go. We wouldn't become who we were created to be. I read about these scientists. They created a miniature version of our planet. It's called Biosphere 2 Project. It's in a big dome that costs $150 million. They made it to study how the Earth functions and to learn more about how we can make improvements. It has 3,800 species of plants and animals, a rainforest, a savanna, as well as a desert. They discovered that in this biosphere, trees grew much faster inside than normally grew outside the dome. They were amazed at how rapidly the trees grew, but before the trees reached their full height, they just fell over. Can you imagine why that was? They couldn't hold up their own weight. And they realized that the biosphere was such a perfect atmosphere that they had not replicated the wind. It was always calm, peaceful, windless, never any storms. So the trees, not having had to withstand any wind, their roots didn't develop properly. They had a deficiency in what's called stress wood. Stress wood helps the tree grow stronger and more solidly. Without it, the trees might grow fast, but they won't survive. The wind is essential for the tree to flourish and become everything it was created to be. In the same way, in our lives, without these hot winds, without difficulties, sure, life would be easier, but we wouldn't develop properly. We wouldn't be able to carry the weight of what Krishna has in store for us. Don't complain about the hot winds. They're strengthening you. Those hot winds can be uncomfortable. We don't like them, but your roots are going down deeper. You're developing courage, strength, character, fortitude. Those winds were not there to break you. They're there to make you. They're helping you to become who you were created to be. And when you have the right perspective, you don't get discouraged when you face challenges. Krishna could have left you in that biosphere with no difficulties, no opposition. You would grow fast, but you wouldn't have the strength for where Krishna's taking you. He loves you too much to leave you in that unchallenging atmosphere. Every day that you stand, your roots are getting stronger. Every time you praise, when you could complain, you're developing stress wood. When you keep doing the right thing, when the wrong thing is happening, your core is getting strengthened to carry the weight of the blessing, the weight of the influence, the weight of the anointing. Prabhupada says here, so the guru, the spiritual master, means who can deliver one from the hot winds of the forest fire. Just like when there's a fire, the animals are very much disturbed and they die mostly. So this material world is compared to a forest fire. It's called samsara davana. It's going on perpetually. The person who can deliver us from the forest fire of birth, death, disease, and old age, he's called the guru or the spiritual master. How is it that the guru delivers us? What is his means? Well, we all know there's fires going all over the western states now, and it's impossible for the fire brigade to put them out. There isn't a fire truck with enough water to put out even one, what to speak of the hundreds and hundreds of fires. You can't go with bucketfuls of water or even fire hoses to put them out. It's not possible. And how will the fires be extinguished? Just like last summer, Australia, the whole continent was on fire. There was nothing they could do about it. But when the rain finally came, within a couple of hours, it was all finished. Like that. Fire means you require huge amounts of waters to extinguish it. From your bucket, you're going to get it? From your fire brigade? No, it has to come from the sky. When there will be torrents of rain from the sky, the blazing forest fire will be extinguished. So the rains from the sky do not depend on your scientific propaganda or manipulation. It depends on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master is compared with the rain cloud. Just like from the cloud, there's torrents of rain. Similarly, the spiritual master is just like a rain cloud. The cloud doesn't have its own water. The cloud takes the water from the sea. Similarly, the spiritual master, it's not his mercy. He's taking the mercy from the ocean of God's mercy, carrying it over to us. That's the meaning of spiritual master. We offer our obeisances. We bow down, and every morning we sing in the pre-dawn hours, Vande Gurusi Charanada Vindam. I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of the spiritual master, which is to say, sir, you brought the mercy from the Supreme Lord. We are much obliged to you to deliver us. You have come. That is the meaning of Vande Gurusi Sri Charanada Vindam. And the first qualification of the guru, the spiritual master, is to deliver the weight of knowledge by which immediately your blazing fire in the heart will be stopped. When I first met devotees and started getting involved in Krishna consciousness 50 years ago, I noticed they referred to Prabhupada, our guru, as his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And I thought, well, that's a little pompous for somebody who's supposed to be a servant, a humble servant of God. But then I was told it's not his grace. Just like rain is not the cloud's rain, the cloud takes the rain from the ocean. So the mercy that the spiritual master gives us is not his mercy, it's his divine grace. It's God's grace that he carries for us. Would you agree, 3 weeks before the election, can you doubt that everybody has anxiety within the heart? That's material existence. There isn't anybody without anxieties. Even the little tiny bird, he's eating and looking. When is the hawk, the owl, coming to kill me? Looking this way. Who's coming to kill me? This is material existence. Everyone, even, and I would venture to say, especially President Trump, is full of anxieties. What to speak of ordinary people like you and me? Prabhupada says, all politicians, they're full of anxiety. Even they hold an exalted post and they wield power and influence. Still the material disease, anxiety is there in Trumps, if you pardon the pun. So if you want to be anxiety less, then you have to take shelter of the guru, the spiritual master. And the test is that by the instruction of the guru, you will become anxiety less. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll wind up here now. Have you ever found it interesting that airplanes take off against the wind? The airplane needs the resistance of the wind countering it in order to get liftoff. So our question is, are you complaining about the winds against you when in fact God is sending those winds to give you a lift to take you to the next level? And sure, that challenge may look like it's going to stop you, but it's really meant to promote you. Don't get discouraged because you're in the hot winds of testing. That tells you that you're about to lift off. You're about to see things that you've never seen, go places that you've never gone. All you have to do is pass the test. Keep standing. Keep doing the right thing. Maybe you've already been doing the right thing again and again and again and again. And those people that you're praying about are not changing. That co-worker is still harassing you. That medical report is still not improving. Your business is not getting any better. That's when you have to have deep roots. Krishna, I'm not moved by what's not changing. I'm not discouraged by what's not happening. I'm not going to wilt, start complaining, and give up on my dreams. I'm going to keep standing, keep doing the right thing. And when you pass the test like that, instead of those winds stopping you, they will lift you. Instead of defeating you, they will promote you. And when you're in a dark moment, you have to remind yourself that difficulty is not the end. It's leading you to a rejuvenation, a new beginning, to something that you've never seen. Don't give up in the dark moment. Don't quit believing in the dark moment. Don't stop doing the right thing in the dark moment. You may feel like Krishna took a break and he's forgotten about you, but sometimes, don't you know that during the test, the teacher is silent? You don't hear anything. You don't see anything improving, but you have to know that in the dark moments, Krishna still has you in the palm of his hand. He knows it's difficult. He knows you feel overwhelmed. He knows you don't think you can go on. Don't worry. Help is on the way. Weeping endures for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Just keep standing one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. You don't have grace today for tomorrow. You have grace today for today. You have grace to stand today, and when you get tomorrow, you'll get grace again to stand for tomorrow. A devotee once said, the suffering of this present time doesn't compare to the glory that's coming. If you could see what Krishna has in your future, the promotion, the favor, the influence, you wouldn't complain about the hot winds. You would endure a little bit longer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Keep standing, keep honoring God, keep being good to people. Things are about to change in your favor. The light is about to come bursting in. It's going to happen suddenly. Just as the challenge, the hot winds came suddenly, unexpectedly, Krishna's going to show up and show out in your life suddenly, unexpectedly. He's already set an end time for that difficulty. Now, I believe that you guys are coming into your rainy season. The darkness is about to lift. The hot winds are about to subside. The clouds are on the horizon. The rain is about to fall. The blessings are about to pour down. Healing, favor, promotion, peace, joy, the fullness of your destiny in this life and next life, back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.